before anything he created inhabited earth, he was everything alone. He was God on his own. He was still king with a throne. It's not his creation that made him the greatest. You cannot get greater than ultimate greatness. It's out of his love that he chose to create us. Created the heavens and then he created the earth. He hadn't fashioned us yet. We was still part of the dirt. It was still black as my skin before we contended with sin. In the end and beginning, the enemy entered into the dimension, devising division that led to dissension. The spirit of God inhabited the sky and hovering over us all. Then he said, let there be light, and he switched on the light, and he saw it was good for us all. Then he took all of the light he created and decided to surgically separate it. He called the brightness the day and the darkness the night, and today that's still right where he placed it. That's day one. Day two, he continued the mission. His vision became clear. World was water, placed expanse in the center. Split the water down the middle. Put water above the expanse, the water below the expanse, he left it. We call the expanse, I reference the sky. Our God calls it the heavens. On day three, he said separate water under heaven into one place. Water was ocean, dry was land, and new turf was then named earth. Out of the earth came vegetation, all of the plants and seeds. And you know a tree by the fruit it bears, on good soil sow seeds. On day four, he brought out the lights. He told them to shine in the sky, separate all of the seasons, all of the years, separate day from the night. He hung up the sun and the moon, then plotted out all of the stars. Everything we see distributed in light was created for us on day four. But if you've been tracking the story, then something ain't right. Cause he had said, let there be light on day one. So what was the light? It wasn't no sun, it wasn't no moon, and he hadn't plotted the stars. So what was the sources of light if the sources of light were created day four? God is the source and they're just a reflection. The sun, the moon, the stars, reflections of him. He is the essence. He is the light. He is the life. He is the giver of blessings. He makes the visible possible out of the darkness into incandescence. On day five, he brought the ocean alive. Everything we see that swim in the sea, he created and it multiplied. That big fish that's gonna swallow Jonah when he try to run from his calling. Them two fish that Jesus gonna whip up in John and feed over 5,000. All the fish the disciples gonna catch when they switch the side, they cast in their net. That one fish that Peter gonna catch with the coin in his mouth to pay off their tax. Next on the list, he told the sky to fly. Everything we see that soar up above, he created and it multiplied. The raven that'll feed Elijah, showing God can even use the unclean. The rooster, crows three signify Peter has denied he. The dove from up above on Christ's shoulder let the spirit free. And I know if his eyes on the sparrow, then he's watching over me. Day six, God spoke to the earth, generate more life in it, listen. Livestock like the one sheep when the 99 go missing. Crawling creatures like the locust, he gon' send a pharaoh, yeah, I mean business. And wildlife like them lions in the den with Daniel, but they couldn't kill him. Now let us make man in our image, creating him after our likeness. He speaking in plural, the Trinity with him, the Son and the Spirit beside him. Our highness created us with a purpose, part of his vision. And ours, represent, rule, reproduce, that's the mission. Represent God fully focused so that you can clearly see his image. Rule on behalf of him through trust, this hill family business. Reproduce God's presence as the premise, I'll endure it to the ending. Think it's finished, that's when he replenished and it's been his plans to begin. And then we were given the plants of the earth and fruit of the trees to eat. Except for that one, and you know what we done. Ironically, it wasn't sweet. And then he saw all that he made, and very good he perceived indeed. And then it was evening and it was morning, and the sixth day was finally complete. God doesn't sleep or slumber, but it says on the seventh day he rested. But if he God, he ain't getting tired, so what's the reason that he rested? Cause everything he do destined. He rested for us as a motto. Then we should rest in him, work from neck, and that's the only plan we should follow. The seventh day is the Sabbath day, God set it aside, it's holy. Rest in him, cast all cares of the world, really get to know it. And pray from your heart with devotion. Beg God that feel that you holding.
Hold of that pain, that trauma, that drama, you really just gotta let go of it. He was there for what I'll ignore of it. Take hold of the spirit, let go of it. Gon' drown in them tears or swim in the living water that he pouring is flowing in. Yeah, take you a sip and drink more of it. And you got you some God, but get more of him. You thinking about leaving, been thinking about you since the Genesis. Like where we going, then I'm an informant. Flipped on the state, blood and bread on my plate. How can I rest till my brothers is safe and they come out of space and they hard for their faith? Bowing and bending, but never we break. I took all of that hate and replaced it with grace. And the wages of sin is my devil, my savior took wrath on behalf of my flesh and still right in my place. Hey. The wager of sin is my devil, my savior took wrath on behalf of my flesh and still right in my
7 days.